Now, a little something that caught our eye earlier today. British scientists say that having a glass of beer or a glass of wine really does make the person across from you seem more attractive. Not exactly breaking news. Lots of people know the firsthand effects of what's called beer goggles. But Marcus Manafo, you have the evidence. What have you done?
Well, we took some social drinkers who were people who drank fairly regularly but not to excess, and brought them into the lab where we randomly gave them a drink which either contained alcohol or didn't. And we asked them to rate the attractiveness of a range of different faces, both male and female, to look at the effect that consuming a relatively small amount of alcohol acutely had on how we perceived attractiveness in other people.
Now, when you say we, you're talking about yourself and the fellow researchers you have there at the University of Bristol in the UK. So what happened?
Well, as you might expect, we found that when people had had a drink, they rated faces as more attractive. And that in itself is not particularly surprising. But there were a couple of things that were interesting about this. One is the amount of alcohol we gave people was relatively modest. So we gave people the equivalent of one large glass of wine or maybe a pint and a half of beer, that same amount of alcohol. And we saw that in those who had had the drink containing alcohol, they tended to rate faces as, on average, about 10% more attractive than people who hadn't consumed alcohol. So the effect occurred even at relatively low doses of alcohol.
Okay, so you didn't have to get people really blitzed.
Exactly, and it was a pretty subtle effect. And the second thing was that people rated everyone as more attractive. So men rated other men as more attractive as well as other women, and women rated other women as more attractive as well as other men. So it was quite a global effect on ratings of attractiveness.
Now, interesting that the effect lasted longer in men than women. I take it so these are the men who had been drinking as much as the women had been drinking, but the attractiveness factor lasted longer in the men?
Well, that's right. So we got people in the next day after the effect of the alcohol had worn off. We made sure that they hadn't drunk in between. And we asked them to rate the same faces again. Now, of course, if you rate faces attractive the first time, you tend to rate them as attractive the second time. But we looked at whether or not having had a drink the day before influenced your ratings of attractiveness 24 hours later. And in that case, we found that amongst men only, having consumed alcohol 24 hours previously, they continued to rate female faces only as more attractive the next day. So, in other words, 24 hours later, the effect did become specific to opposite sex faces, but only in men.
It sounds like this sort of panned out the way you expected. How come you decided to do this when anybody who spent any amount of time in a bar would sort of have a hint that this would be the outcome?
Well, this is part of a sort of broader program of research where we're looking at the effect of alcohol on how we process emotional information in faces. And we're interested in this because there are a number of behaviors which become more common after people have had a drink. That includes unsafe sex, but it also includes aggression, violent behavior, and so on. And we are looking at whether or not some of the reason for that might be because of the ways in which alcohol interferes with how we process faces, both in terms of emotions and in terms of attractiveness.
All right. Marcus Manafo from the University of Bristol in the UK. Nice to talk to you, and here's looking at you, Marcus.
Thank you.